Machine translation just entirely replaced human translators at Booking.com. Gone. Every single one of them. CEO Glenn Fogel dropped that detail this week like it was absolutely nothing. The timeline of displacement is officially moving faster than the timeline of human upskilling. The workforce disruption is a real-time reality right now. Think about that. This is the Throughline Brief for July 12th. I went through every big AI and tech podcast this week, so you do not have to. Here is what actually mattered. I am West. Let us get right into the signal through the noise. AI is actively piling relentless pressure onto the modern tech worker. A brand new survey just dropped showing tech worker burnout surged by 10 percentage points this year alone. We are hitting 54.7% across the board. Noam Siegel broke this down on Lenny's podcast. He called it smiling exhaustion. People genuinely enjoy using AI to amplify their daily work. They really do. The output is phenomenal. The tool simply demands constant attention. The baseline expectations just scale up to match the tool. Harry Stebbings took this head-on during 20VC. He sat down with Glean founder Arind to look at the harsh enterprise reality. Arind pointed out a massive structural bottleneck. AI definitely speeds up the writing of code. The products still ship at the exact same speed. You still have stringent human code reviews. You still have complex QA processes. The downstream pipes are totally clogged. The universal productivity gain is a complete illusion right now. Then you have Glenn Fogel on No Priors. Booking Holdings is watching this dislocation happen live in their own offices. Fogel told a story about machine translation wiping out their human translation roles. Fast. Fogel is actively warning other CEOs to aggressively upskill their teams right now. If we leave the workforce behind, we are going to face a massive societal rejection of technology out of pure fear. People are terrified. They are tired. AI promised us total abundance. Right now, it is delivering an impossible workload. The global AI infrastructure build-out is an economic force we have rarely seen in human history. Jason Calacanis laid it out clearly on the All In podcast. He compared these massive new data centers to the Great Wall of China, or the pyramids. We are building physical structures that consume the exact same amount of power as a mid-sized city, and we are still completely starved for compute. Andrew Feldman is the CEO of Cerebras. He revealed a staggering $25 billion backlog for his company. The global shortage of high-end compute capacity is severe. The hidden engines of this entire boom are memory chips. John Coogan detailed this massive shift on TBPN. Look at SK Hynix. They are a South Korean memory chip giant. They just hit a market cap over $1 trillion following a $26.5 billion NASDAQ debut. The demand for high bandwidth memory is totally outstripping global supply. These are the critical choke points of the AI boom. Now the hyperscalers are reacting aggressively. Meta just launched Meta MP Compute to sell their own excess capacity. Their stock jumped 10% instantly on the news. Meanwhile, LLM providers like Anthropic and DeepSeek are designing their own custom AI chips from scratch. Jason argued this is a direct play to capture the massive margins currently held by chip makers. The software layer gets all the flashy headlines. The hardware layer holds all the real power. Every single week, the stakes get higher. Noam Siegel brought some incredibly hard data to Lenny's podcast this week. He was unpacking the real source of worker anxiety in the modern age of AI. People assume the ultimate fear is total replacement by a machine. Siegel found the exact opposite in his surveys. Losing my job to AI is actually second to last. What we saw rise up to the top is the expectation to do more for the same pay. That is the true cost of an AI co-pilot. The baseline of human output is permanently resetting. Workers are terrified they will be forced to match the insane speed of a machine while keeping the exact same salary. Guy Oseary is a serious Hollywood power broker. He went on the Tim Ferriss show and dropped a heavy hammer on the AI industry. He is openly challenging the fair use defense that major foundation models hide behind. He stated clearly that the idea that there are companies out there valued at billions of dollars that are built on the top of other people's music, where not one artist has ever gotten paid a dollar, is not okay. This is the massive collision course we have been waiting for. Tech moves fast and breaks things. Hollywood will sue you into the ground. The intellectual property reckoning is officially here. Arind founded Glean. he joined Harry Stebbings on 20VC to talk about the brutal reality of deploying enterprise AI today. Everyone praises the magic of autonomous agents. Everyone overlooks the devastating cloud bill. Arend revealed his company spent $1 million per month on a single internal AI triage agent. He flatly called current AI model prices absurdly expensive. Here is why that matters to you. The fundamental unit economics of enterprise AI are currently completely broken. Scaling an operation falls apart when a single digital worker burns $1 million a month. The frontier models have to get significantly cheaper, or the enterprise adoption curve will hit a brick wall. The dual nature of AI is on full display right now. We are seeing unparalleled productivity and a $25 billion infrastructure boom. We are also watching workforce anxiety explode, IP battles heat up, and the enterprise unit economics completely fall apart. The gap between the promise of abundance and the reality of deployment is officially widening. That is your through line. See you next Sunday.